stone cold killer.
So cold.
And then she goes, got my other boot.
Hello, Addison.
Hello, Billy. People are already bumping in our group today, in our comment section of our live.
This was such a good episode of Dutton Ranch. Everybody's excited to talk about it. Plus, the trailer for episode 8 looks really, really good as well.
Oh, it does.
We got a lot to talk about today.
I'm going to say it. I like this more than Yellowstone. I like Dutton Ranch more than Yellowstone. There, I said it.
A little bit of recency bias, Addison. I feel like, no, you don't think? I mean,
why? Because okay, it's in Texas?
I like it. Well, that's location bias. But is it better than seasons 5 of Yellowstone? Absolutely. But is it better than seasons 1 and 2 of Yellowstone? I don't think it is quite yet.
Well, fun fact, I actually never watched seasons 1 and 2 of Yellowstone. So,
yes, you did. We went back through it together.
No, we didn't.
We watched the whole thing when it was on CBS. Addison, you did too. It was on CBS. We watched it together and did podcasts about it. Unless you just gaslit us all. You may have done.
I wish. I'm not that good. So on reason, I didn't think we did 1 and 2. I thought we did the rest, like rewatched. Nonetheless, okay, we're not here. We are not here to talk about Yellowstone or myself. Today, we're going to go over episode 7 and all the things. I kind of have a hot take. Actually, I don't know if it's a hot take per our YouTube comment section. It might be everyone agrees with me. It has to do with Carter. Okay. And I'm ready to kick Carter to the curb.
All right, let's get there. I have a question for you to start off with. And this is for everybody watching online as well. The live chat is bumping right now. Addison, who is the main character of this show?
Wait, that's a... I hadn't thought about that. Beulah?
I think it is. I think
you agree with me.
Yeah, I don't think Beth and Rip are the main characters at this point, right? We got through that full episode 7. They were passengers on that episode. Beulah has been like the one character we're leaning into again and again, whereas Beth and Rip have just been kind of... They're right there. They're close to the front seat. But right now, Beulah's driving the bus.
She really is. And Billy, she's not annoying me. I actually really like her. And I don't know how to feel about that. But I do.
I do right now. But I'm still holding out a little bit of... I'm not going to decide until the end, I guess, because I don't know who she is. Like, there's some things that happened this episode that kind of just tossed everything up in the air for me. And we'll see where she falls at the end of episode 9 here in a couple of weeks. But I would say Beulah number one, and then after that, probably Beth, Rip, then Rob, Will, and you get into some of the extras. But I did not expect that. No way at all.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking about, obviously, episode 7. But specifically, I mean, we see flashbacks, which is really fun. Something happened with Beulah that, let's just say, I was not anticipating about her past, that I got it so wrong in the trailer. And we learn a lot about Mariano's father and Rob Will's father. You know, we're covering all the things. But first, before we dive into that, we've got to talk about what's the poll that you've got cooking for us today.
Well, big thanks to everybody in the chat right now. I mean, we have a very, very robust audience right now. We're going to set some records, which I really appreciate. We see Johnny has returned. Chad's checking in. I saw Boise Blue is checking in. LG Nat seeing us live from the get-go from the very first time, and then some other familiar faces as well. Big Joe has been a regular these last few weeks, and we appreciate it. And they're all answering the poll question, which this week... What was the most surprising part of episode 7? Was it A, the truth about Rob Will's father, B, what Beulah did to Rob Will's dad, or C, Will, spoiler, live to see episode 8? I think at this point we can reveal, and we all know that spoiler is, will Beulah live to see episode 8? Biggest surprise for you, Addison?
Beulah killing Rob Will's father. Wait.
Yep. 58%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, now 57% say that was the biggest surprise. I tend to agree. I did not think Beulah had that in her. That was... That was like that emoji. My top of my head just went whoop and lifted.
Yeah, considering... I think I said it was Beth when we still shot it, right? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, we thought maybe Beth, or we thought Whitney, Wes, the ranch foreman.
Oh, I hate to say this. I think she's a loose end. I don't think actually we're ever going to see Whitney again. I think she just kind of.
I think you could be right, but let's get back to where do you want to be in? I mean, we were just about to start talking about Beth and what she did to Rob. Do you want to back that up and do everything we've learned about Beulah and Rob, Will, and Joaquin?
Yes. What I love about this episode, it's very Beulah heavy episode, but not current day, previous, past tense Beulah. We get some flashbacks, which I love those. And you know, my Texas pride absolutely came out when they were shooting scenes at the famous Billy Bob, Texas in Fort Worth. And then also they made a little reference to Schlitterbahn. And if anyone has ever spent time at Schlitterbahn, you don't ever want to spend time at Schlitterbahn.
You gotta tell me. I do not know what Schlitterbahn is.
Oh, you don't? It's a massive wave park, not wave park, a water park in San Antonio, New Braunfels, Texas. Okay. I don't know why he was referencing it. I don't know if it's anywhere in Dallas, but... yeah, it's just, you know, when you get a lot of little kids into a pool infested spot.
All right. So we can say Schlitterbahn without, we're not going to get demonetized here on this video.
Why would we?
Because it sounds like a curse word. Schlitterbahn.
Oh, it's not.
No. All right. Fair enough. Okay. I'm showing some B-roll here. This is all from the very first couple of minutes of the new episode. This is a classic early 1980s Fort Worth, Texas, and Billy Bob's. Everybody jumps in the truck and makes that five-hour drive from Rio Paloma to Fort Worth in the back of a pickup truck, which just sounds like an absolutely terrible way to travel. But so be it. They're all excited to be there. Mariano is at the wheel. Very responsible, dependable young man. We learn young Beulah is leading her ladies, and she's immediately whisked out onto the dance floor by a young cowboy named Luke. And Addison, do you remember where Luke works?
Yeah. Okay, wait, real quick, because someone corrected me, and they're so right. I don't know why my brain was thinking Schlitterbahn. I clearly want to be out in the water. This is another Texas theme park. It was Six Flags. He works at Six Flags. Thank you for that correction. Now, Six Flags is a roller coaster amusement park in Texas.
Yes, yes. That's right.
Spent plenty of days there. Thank you for catching that. My brain was thinking theme parks in Texas, and my brain was thinking Schlitterbahn. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's Six Flags.
He is the mechanic on the Shockwave at Six Flags. And the Shockwave, still an existing roller coaster. Young Beulah is very impressed with that. She says, "You must be very good with your hands," which is a come hither line if I ever heard one. And they proceed to go two-stepping. Shout out to the numerous people who corrected me in the Friday recap video when I said lion dancing. That hadn't been invented yet. I just
Billy.
I know. I said it was a mistake. I know the difference. I just said the wrong thing. I crank those videos out very quickly. Gasped. I'm prone to. There was many gasps.
Oh, that's painful. Okay, continue.
All right, I feel like the Schlitterbahn mistake was worse, but all right, we'll just keep pressing forward here. Mariano is distracted by the beautiful bartender who doesn't realize that Luke, the young cowboy, has whisked Beulah away to parts unknown. And then when we find her again, Mariano discovers she's outside of a store. Her clothes are ripped. Her face is bloodied. She's been sexually assaulted. They make a plea to not tell her dad about it. Very she said, up and down scene or sequence of scenes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it was fun, right? We're having fun at the Billy Bob's. There was Eddie Rabbit's playing. We're doing the two-step. Mariano's even catching a little cutie at the bar. But then it ends with a rape scene. So it was very up and down in terms of like our emotions.
Yeah. You knew it was coming though. As soon as he lost her, you knew it. Or at least I felt like I knew it was coming.
I didn't anticipate that. I thought we might be getting to the Rob Will father origin story, but I did not think, I had no reason to believe there wouldn't be, we were all led to believe this from Beulah from episode 6.
His daddy died in an awful flood before he was born. Then little baby Joaquin was dropped in my lap. Yeah, by a ranch hand who, he got on the wrong side of the law.
Oh, that's a good point. She did. She sure did lie.
Liar! Liar! Yeah.
I know, and you said you felt like she was lying, and you were right.
Luke, by the way, Cameron, oh, I had the actor's name. People in the comment sections of our videos were very excited about him, but also excited about the actress who plays young Beulah, Rebecca Robles, I believe her name is. I didn't remember much of her. I was just excited that the flashbacks are back. Like, Yellowstone flashbacks to me were fantastic. They are always very informative and part of the plot. And if we're going to get more young Beulah in the future, man, I'm here for it.
Well, how many more episodes do we have, Billy? We only have a few more.
Yeah, we only have two, but we might, you know, who knows what happens next season, right? We still have to learn Mariano's origin story, because that's the other part of the lie she tells Beth back in episode 6, is that Mariano had to give up the baby because he fell on the wrong side of the law. At this point, he's very much on the right side of the law, to the point that he's drinking coffee at a bar just so he can drive home safely. He seems solid. So what happens there? I'm dying to find out. Also, other thing we got to find out, how do they dispose of the body? But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit.
Yeah, you're getting over your skis a little bit. So flashbacks are back. We learn the truth about Rob Will's father. And then what about Mariano's father?
Not Mariano's father, Joaquin's father.
Joaquin, we have written down. Yep, Joaquin's father.
Yep, my bad about that. Wait, hold on. I paused that. We kind of wrapped that up into one. We know about Joaquin's father, Mariano. But can we jump to the end of the episode? Just to wrap up the flashback sequences?
Yes.
Okay, so we won't share quite yet. Not that we need to hold secrets at this point, because I think everybody watching has watched episode 7. But Beulah has a flashback where she relives what happens next. She finds out she's pregnant, and she tells Mariano to take her to Luke's house so that she can tell him that he's the father. And instead...
Found my other boot.
Stone cold killer.
So cold.
Stone
so cold.
Cold.
I mean, not a killer. She's not even out of breath.
No. And then she goes, got my other boot.
She does. Lot of theories about
nothing
this.
To see here.
Yeah. But I have questions. People have theories. I have a question. What did they do with the gun? What did they do with the body? And how did they not get kind of caught up in this? Surely someone would have seen that 10-pedal ranch truck pulling up to Luke's house. Kind of stands out.
You think, but that back then, it's like there wouldn't have been maybe as much technology. I don't know.
Chad mentioned it, but it is time for Addison, another Jackson family tree.
How did I know that was going to happen?
We now know that Beulah and Luke made baby Rob Will, and we are slowly filling in all the blanks here. We're only missing Oriana's mom and Mariano's wife, who we know in the flashback scenes exists at the very least.
I don't think we're going to learn about Oriana's mother?
I think
maybe such a long pause.
We may run out of time. Sue writes, why is Beulah being a stone cold killer? I think she's alluding to the fact that she was raped and she shouldn't feel guilty about that at all. I think anytime someone kills, some sort of guilt or what just happened should wash over their face, even no matter what the circumstances are. So it's slightly stone cold. Now, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. But she didn't seem to show like a slightest bit of
like unnerved.
Yes. She wasn't even unnerved. This is an interesting theory. I think Mariano gets the blame for killing Luke. Wrong side of the law. That tracks.
That would track.
Yeah.
And of course,
I think that's an awful theory.
Beulah wasn't going to go help him.
So now we know about Robert William Jackson III, who midway through the episode makes his triumphant return into Beulah's life.
What are you doing here?
Couldn't miss the 190th.
You knew?
I wanted to save the surprise.
Have a seat.
I don't like Oriana.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you, Addison.
Little,
I think
you know what?
Like, I assumed the Oriana Carter love story would bring us some amount of pain, but the end some joy. Like, I thought it would be romantic. These star-crossed lovers, a classic Romeo and Juliet situation.
This ain't no Romeo Juliet. I can tell you that much.
She's trouble. Like,
she's cut from the same cloth as her father.
Yes, I think so.
To a degree.
And she's got her own personal trauma as well. And we're going to pivot a little bit here, I think. Well, let's get back to Beulah's decision in a second as we start to talk about Carter and Oriana. Like, Carter needs a friend to say, son, she's bad for you. Like, this girl is trouble. Like, he doesn't have any best friends, which is part of the problem. She's manipulated him from every turn. And we kind of turned a blind eye to it, thinking that love would overcome. But I felt like after Carter said, I love you, and she just kind of gave him, like, a look, it was like, ooh, she's that girl. Like, this ain't. Then she barely acknowledges him while she's talking to Harrison Williams. Texas A&M grad. I'm sure you noticed.
Yeah. Do you want to add that in? Thank you. I know. You're painting A&M in a bad light and I'm annoyed, but continue.
Harrison seemed fine. Nothing wrong with Harrison.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking young man.
He's an SMU boy. Sorry, no offense. Look, we're not that refined at Texas A&M. I'm just going to say it. So he looks too polished. TCU, SMU, continue.
I think the comparisons between Carter and Oriana and young Beth and young Rip are very fair and maybe even more fair than we're asking for. Like, we got those flashback scenes with Carter, with Beth and Rip, and we saw all the evil that Beth did. I mean, she was really manipulative to Rip, and she was the same exact way as Carter is. But we also had, like, the real-time moments where we was able to sort of round out who Beth's character was across a few seasons. They both are kind of have tragic. Beth and Oriana both come from, like, tragedy. Like, I think Oriana's mom is definitely a source of tragedy, whether the show is going to acknowledge it this season or not. Beth certainly had her tragedy with losing that baby, and then her brother. Do you think this is good? Are they going to become the new Beth and Rip? Can they overcome this and end up kind of together, do you think?
I think what this episode did is we're now looking at two completely different characters. I think we need to see the development of Carter at this point. I think we need to see him turn into a man. he whined so much during this episode. I think we need to see the wrestling of, he's someone who needs to go to counseling. Of like, he's had a really hard past. And now, as he's also coming to into his own as a man, you can tell that he's wrestling with a lot of things between past, between Dwight, between figuring out where he lands now, between navigating love. So I think we had to pull them apart so we can see Carter on his own journey. I don't know if we get them back together. I don't think I want to see them back together. I think I want to see a more mature Carter. And maybe I'll see them in season two together.
I agree with all the things. And I think in the way that Carter is needs to mature, Rip did as well way back then as well. He was soft. He was kind of weak. And eventually he matured and became kind of a man and ended up back with Beth. But I'm hoping for it's not the same repeat formula, because I think I think that'd be a little tired just from a viewer standpoint. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think Oriana's going to last the season personally, but I seem to be in the minority there.
She's not going anywhere. We just, we might not get a closure with her until season two.
I'd like to see a new love interest.
You're not going to get that. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
We had a comment here from Boise Blue who wants to know, Addison, what do you drink during these podcasts?
Didn't know we were going to stop for that. Electrolyte water and then decaf coffee.
Shout out to Addison, who's playing injured today, a little under the weather.
Yeah, I'm not my 100% best, but we're here.
Yep. I just have coffee today, in case anybody's curious.
Generally, 2 p.m. coffee is wild.
Every day.
Every day. And you can sleep at night?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay.
100%. 100%. Well,
do we think, I mean, the biggest cliffhanger that we end with episode 7 is, do we think Beulah's going to make it?
So this refers to kind of a ridiculous scene that we're able to overlook because of what comes next. Carter and Oriana fight. Mm-hmm. Oriana tells him to be a man and take the bull by the horns. So Carter proceeds to get blackout drunk and wanders around the Jackson household and literally takes the bull by the horns.
What are you doing?
It's so stupid. He literally took the bull by the horns and slammed them on the ground.
People have a lot of kind of questions about that scene. Like, how did he get up there? Because that bull was pretty high off the ground. Like, how did he get that down? How did he wait? Some people thought that something fell out of one of the horns. And if you watch it, it does look like something falls out, but I slowed it down. And I don't think that was the case. I think if anything, it was just like a production prop that kept the horn together so it broke cleanly.
I know. I thought there was going to be this big, like when Carter was going through the house, I was like, oh, he's going to unearth this big family secret. Oh my gosh. And the bull's going to fall and the horn is going to hold something. And then it was nothing.
I think Carter's a pretty good actor. Finn Little's a pretty good actor.
He is. He is.
I don't think he acting like playing a drunk is where his gifts lie.
that means that he hasn't experienced it too much, and for that,
yeah, like he's only.
But
20.
I also think people act intoxicated different ways. Anyways,
no, I mean, I think I speak for all of us when I say we want to hear the end of that story. When
it was one of those, so much flashed through my head where I was like, HR oversharing. Mm. We reversed. We're done.
Fair enough.
On to the next.
So, do we think Beulah has a stroke? She's grabbing at her neck or her head. Like, to me,
I think she's having a heart attack.
What do you think's happening there?
Heart attack. Right. She's going to be okay. So we don't kill her off.
You don't think? Mm-mm. I don't either. No, I don't think so either.
That feels like kill off Rob Will before you kill off Beulah. That doesn't It doesn't make sense to me if they choose that.
I tend to agree. I think that I told you Edison was drinking Tito's.
You're just so funny. Everyone's so funny in the comments.
I think that, like we said, she's the main character. So, like, they're not going to kill
her. Oh, everyone thinks stroke over my idea of a heart attack.
All right. Well, we'll find out, I guess. That's probably not terribly important. That's the helicopter scene, right, though? That was in the initial pilot for this show, the helicopter, the medvac. That has to be coming, and that's who's in the medvac. And probably the reason why Oriana and Rob will have that emotional kind of screaming moment, I would think.
Yeah, you want to know what's annoying? Is it's not my idea that the leopard comes after Carter and then he's lifelighted out. So that means my idea is dead.
I like this version better.
Had always thought that.
Yeah, I like this better. I was hoping there wasn't a leopard attack at some point. And to continue working in reverse, because I know some people want us to get to this. Beulah initially she was going to use this event, this big 190th birthday party, to announce that she was turning the ranch over to Joaquin, her adopted son. Mm-hmm. Rob Will, she believes, is in rehab. Rob Will surprises her. Morlex threatens to kill Joaquin if she doesn't give the ranch to him. So in her speech, she says, I'm going to give the ranch to Robert Williams Jackson III. Everybody's shocked. Zane Nash, the restaurant guy there, is like, huh? Who am I doing business with? Beth is upset. Everett's like, huh? And then she has her strokes. We never really get any resolution.
That was a messy dinner party.
It was the whole episode, wasn't it? I mean, it was the whole episode.
Gosh,
okay, there was the bar scene, the fight at the bar.
That was so uneventful and in correlation with everything else.
Yeah.
I will say Beth, Rip, and Carter choosing to ride a horse back to this event, that was a terrible idea. It's badass till it's not.
Well, in hindsight, it was, especially for Carter, who now has to drunk ride a horse back home.
That feels like it'd be illegal.
I have never drunk rode a horse before, but that can't be good.
Uh-uh. Oh, if you've ever ridden a horse, it's not smooth. You're doing this.
Yeah.
To a degree.
People made a pretty big deal about Rip wearing a suit. I didn't think that was... I mean, it was unusual. It was rare. It was kind of special. But I thought, okay, well, cool. You can wear a suit. Let's move on. But people were really excited about it.
He looked hot. I'm just going to say it for everyone who's thinking it. He looked hot.
Yeah. He's a handsome man. And he looked good in it. But did he look much better, like way better than he usually looks? Did he go from like a 3 to an 8?
No, he went a 3. That's offensive. He went from like a 6 to... Yeah, that was so offensive. He went from a 6 to an 8. It's kind of like when a guy wears a cowboy hat, immediately I'm like, you just got bonus points. Like, you immediately just rose. Or like some girls, if you backwards put on your baseball hat backwards. You're okay, learning more than you probably wanted to today.
Everybody's got their thing. I'm pretty confident that if I threw a cowboy hat on right now, I would... You would not be impressed
because I should have gotten my cowboy hat.
You own like a legit cowboy hat, or just one of those sort of dime store straw hats that girls buy when they're Nashville?
Can we loiter? Well, I'll wear it next episode. I won't go get it.
Yeah, don't leave me here alone.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that. And then I was like, Addison, we're live. Don't just disappear. Next week, everyone, I come back to our podcast because you will see me wearing a cowboy hat. I'm offended that you thought it was a straw hat, Billy. I have a legit cowboy hat. Thank you.
When I first got into country radio, my dad bought me like a legit cowboy hat. And it looked about as Yankee as you would expect it to look.
Oh.
The photos are I'm not fooling anyone.
Okay.
I do want to, real quick, before, I think we got through most of episode 7, did we not?
That was all. That's all I had on my list.
You said you had a hot take. Have you delivered it yet?
Oh, no. Well, I kind of did, and unfortunately, I watered it down on accident. But my hot take is that Carter is becoming the Ainsley of Dutton Ranch. Sorry, at least in this last episode, he's nothing but whiny. Like, I have a lot of sayings that I could say, but it's all wildly inappropriate. Pull up your bootstraps and suck it up.
I don't disagree.
And a lot of people agreed in the comments of our YouTube video.
They do. They want to see him more or less man up, which is never my favorite saying. But I'll say this. This is another little trip down Billy Duke's memory lane. Like, when I was a senior in high school, I moved high schools. And I was that lost puppy at a new high school with no friends. Like, I would have latched on to anybody who gave me the time of day at that point. Like, he's done. So I kind of relate to it. And I like to think that I came out better for it. And Carter hopefully will as well. But at the time, and really even later in my life after a tough breakup, I've probably been very Carter-esque. But it doesn't
whiny.
Mean I wasn't. Yes, whiny, mopey. Kind of seeking that sort of negative attention or sympathy. But it doesn't mean you're wrong. That's just an explanation for it. This is a little tough. Doug's Gorillas says Carter needs a good ass whooping.
Kind of does. It just, he's always looking for greener pastures, quite literally. It's like
he needs a friend or
this,
two. Like,
this sucks. Let me go try something else.
Basketball team or something.
Well, he quit school. How is he supposed to do that now?
He hasn't been back to school yet. So, yeah, I know.
Or he hasn't been back to school. Maybe not quit school, but he hasn't been back to school. As of right now, he's not doing school.
Correct. Lady Dawn says, "I was like Carter at his age. Big stupid gestures when you're drunk."
Like taking a bull by its horns and yanking it. You know, Morgan Wallen was that. He threw a chair over a building. What?
Right.
Off a roof. Not over a building.
So, yeah, most the Carter dominates the comment section, I think, in a lot of ways, for good reason.
Do you have an episode 8? Only 2 more episodes, y'all. 8 and 9. Do you have an episode preview for us today?
I do. Full 30 seconds. Episode 8 trailer. There's just one thing I want to pay a lot of attention to here today. See if you can figure it out.
Your family needs you, son.
On the next episode of Dutton Ranch.
Whole Jackson family's crooked. They ain't ranchers. They're thieves.
I need you ready for the hard parts when they come. Because they're coming.
What'd you see?
Well, I saw that Rob Will looked actually terrified, which you would think after episode 7 that he wouldn't care less if his mother died. And then a gun. I saw a gun.
Yes.
I assume that's not really just, where you were heading.
Not just a gun. That's the gun that Rob Will used to kill. Oh, that ended up too big. That Rob Will used to kill Chet or to kill Wes.
Ooh, so you think Joaquin is framing his brother? Ooh,
yes.
That's some family tea.
But who else's fingerprints are on that gun?
I don't know.
Remember, Rip, Rob Will have that fight. Rip steals the gun from Rob Will.
Shoot.
Rip's fingerprints on it. And this is something that people have been low-key putting in our comments for weeks. And I kind of ignored it because I thought to myself, no way that this is going to come back around. And there it is. That's the gun. Rip's fingerprints are on it. Rob Will's Chet's fingerprints are on it as well. Could
Do you think
this
Joaquin...
get Rip in trouble with the law?
don't you think that Joaquin's fingerprints could also be on it?
Well, it does seem like there's a lot of fingerprints on it.
Yeah, so, like a lot of people touch that thing.
Right. And to just have a gun is one half of it. You also need a body. And the only person who knows where that body is isn't going to talk about it. Here's the other reason why I think Rip is going to be okay. Rip doesn't exist. Like, do the police have his fingerprints on file somewhere?
That's a good point, because that man doesn't even have an ID.
Right. I don't think he's ever been arrested. So, yeah, at this point, I think Rip will probably be okay, which makes me really curious as to where this goes with the gun.
Interesting.
Now, if you're asking, that's Beulah used a different gun to kill Luke. Hers was a little bit more of like a revolver.
I assume we weren't going to get that in the weeds.
When have we ever
shied away?
Like shied away from getting way over our heads in the weeds.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. All righty, let's go. Are you done with...
I'm not done. Because I thought the other thing that was interesting there, it seems like the ranches are under attack to a certain degree. We see people sort of arming themselves, lining up to fortify the Jackson Ranch or the Dutton Ranch. I get the impression that maybe, finally, Mariano and his men are coming, and we're either fighting them off or trying to clear space to kind of welcome them.
I disagree.
Bit of a theory, but we just got two episodes left. Like, I feel like that needs to happen at some point because all these little seeds have been planted that Mariano's trouble and he's pushing drugs maybe. And we even saw some drugs in a trailer. Like, if not now, that's going to be a hell of a finale.
I think we see it at the finale. I think what we saw there in the trailer is more so internal dispute. Like, Ten Petals versus Dutton Ranch. Just the men all being cowboys right now together.
Fair. Okay. Well, we'll find out. I expect a little bit of a softer episode than episode 7.
I hope not. I hope these last two pack a punch, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
just have to wait and see.
Whew. So much to get through. I mean, I can just take a moment here. I want to thank everybody for watching the live YouTube channel that we do on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, 2:00 Central. This is by far almost 2x times like our largest audience for the podcast ever. So
thank you for being
really
here.
I appreciate that. I see all the regulars, people in the chat. And it just means a lot because it's a lot more fun when Addison and I aren't just talking to like we
each
kind
other.
Of were on the fence about going to YouTube for a long time. Mm-hmm. Right. Like we talked about it and it just seemed like another layer and I couldn't really totally justify it. And, man, I'm really glad we did because it's made this podcast a lot more fun.
I agree. It's truly, I mean, don't get me wrong, love Billy, but it's been fun also knowing that there's other people on the chat and that we get to interact with y'all and it's not just us talking to each other. And then we love the comments and emails after and still keep doing those, but it's more fun in real time to also be able to interact with y'all.
Are we off to trivia?
I didn't want to interrupt you, so I wanted to make sure before I pivoted us to trivia. Are you done with episode 8 preview?
I'm done. I'm ready to go. we'll still take theories in the comment section and at staff@tasteofcountry.com, and we'll roll those around a little bit in our fingertips and discuss and circle back come Friday. Trivia question. We always do it for a piece of Dutton Rule merchandise from the Taste of Country store. This is one of the great Dutton Rules t-shirts. There's a Rip Wheeler t-shirt. There's some other yellow
train station
themed wear. Yep.
That's a rip one I realized. Yeah.
We pick one correct answer from all correct answers. And last week's trivia question was... While talking to Zane Nash, Beulah and Beth note a pair of McChesney spurs on his desk from the 1956 film The Searchers. It's the second time that a famous spur maker was hat-tipped in a Yellowstone production. Name the first. You remembered.
Well, I couldn't remember his name. I just remember the scene because then I also remember that he passed away somewhat not too far after the episode aired and we wrote about him. Remind me his name.
Give you a clue. Here's a clue.
Clap. I don't clapper. Clapping.
Yeah.
Clapper.
You got it. That's it. Billy Clapper is his name.
You should have gone. First word and then second word. Billy Clapper.
It was a really, really unusual scene in Yellowstone season 5. But yeah, Billy Clapper was paid tribute to during Yellowstone and he died a short time after. Big congratulations to Joe, a new name I hadn't recognized before. He emailed and knew he had the correct answer. And Joe, I've already been in touch with you about getting that Dutton Rolls t-shirt. So respond. We'll get your size, style, address and all that. And we'll ship it off to you.
Woohoo. All righty. This week's trivia.
This week's trivia question. I think it's not a hard one, but I'll be impressed with people who get all of it. What was the name of the store that Beulah is standing in front of when Mariano finds her? And bonus points, if you know the name of the store this chain would become.
Is this legit?
Yes. So the store is legit. You can see the sign on the episode.
I'll look back.
And then with a little research and some creativity, you can kind of figure out how this store manifested and became a fairly large chain in Texas.
I think I know what it is. We'll talk after.
Okay. We'll talk after. Yeah.
Let's talk after. Yeah. Alrighty, we're going to roll in. Staff@tasteofcountry.com is where you can leave the answer to that trivia question. And the Texas in me is geeking out. Alrighty, let's roll into some Q&A. The first one is, I think the writers are setting Carter up for an amazing character arc. They did the same thing in Yellowstone for Jimmy in the end, and Rip flashbacks show how off he was, but eventually became a man to be reckoned with, but only after he was mentored by John Dutton. See, I couldn't agree more. Isn't that what I just said earlier?
Yep. I think that is best case scenario, right?
Yes.
Carter has his route, his path on this season of the show has been pretty circuitous, like really kind of roundabout, but maybe we are leading to something great in seasons to come. I'll take it.
The next one is from Charles, who says, the real villain of the piece is yet to be revealed. We have not seen him or her yet in the series, but know the person responsible for the sick bowl. What? But you know the person responsible for the sick bowl. It was not Beulah or anyone at the Ten Petals Ranch, methinks. I think it's someone at the Ten Petals Ranch.
Do you think we're going to find out definitively?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
That one feels like a loose end that we probably need to find out.
Yeah, I agree, but I just don't expect that we will, just having watched, you know, these productions for a long time. I feel like we'll just always kind of be wondering about that bowl.
And then a theory from Chad says, Beulah surprises Beth and Rip in the final episode when she says, my former ranch hand, Walker, gave me an idea of where to look for your brother. What other secrets are you hiding at the train station? This changes everything. Love you, Chad. That one feels really, really reaching.
I don't hate it. Like Billy. Walker shows up at the very end. Come on.
That would be so forced. I would be pissed.
The reason why I feel like it's unlikely is because I don't think Walker wanted to return to that ranch. Like, he spoke about that ranch in Yellowstone with a real vitriol. He didn't like it down there at all. Like, he just wants a soft, quiet life. But I still kind of like it.
Everyone's putting different gas stations. Can I say what I think mine is without, well, what? Fine, I won't. Okay.
Go, feel free. This, you want to answer? So people are suggesting Murdoch's, Dillard's, Neiman Mark. No, that's all boys. 7-Elevens, Bucky's.
I'm thinking, what do you think it is? oh my gosh, why am I now forgetting? Is it Quick Trip or QT? Aren't Quick Trips only, do we have those here?
No.
In okay.
Tennessee, no.
Yeah. It's mainly in Dallas where I see these. We don't really actually even have them in Austin.
I'll give you a clue about what the store is. It's a chain that has gone out of business.
But not a gas station.
It is not a gas station.
Oh.
It ended up becoming more of a supermarket type experience, and they've since gone out of business.
Well, that's helpful because I thought we were just specifically talking gas stations. Okay.
Nope.
Well, then I probably don't know it, but I'll marinate on it. Alrighty. Kelvin Kipapa, I think I'm saying that correctly. What about Harrison and Oriana both attend Texas A&M, the School of Evil? I'm so sorry. As a loud and proud Texas A&M Aggie class of 2018, I take that back, Telvin. I think I'm pretty darn great.
I think
you probably went to Texas.
I think I saw Telvin's name in the chat too, so I appreciate it. I hope he's here to find that. That was really just a comment that I included amongst the comments to provoke you a little bit. It really had no purpose other than that.
We're pretty darn cool. Did your alma mater do a ring dunk? Probably not.
Not
do I need to? Okay. All righty. Well, we are going to wrap up here. Billy, let us know the music this episode. I kind of paused because I was like, I guess we had one main performance the whole episode.
Actually three really good songs used this episode. And once again, this show continues to spotlight great classic country. I also appreciate how it's kind of sticking to the hits when it comes to classic country. We're not getting these rare sort of album cuts from artists we know and love. It's songs that we know and really enjoy singing along to. And the 80s Billy Bob's flashback scenes were perfect for that. As young Beulah and her friends enter Billy Bob's, we hear the 1981 number one hit from Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. And then a few moments later, as she and Luke are two-stepping across the floor, we hear the 1970 Waylon Jennings hit, Good-Hearted Woman, doo-doo-doo. And then about 20 minutes later in the episode, Cassidy Daniels returns to Dutton Ranch to play Beulah Jackson's 190th, and we hear a live performance of her song, Ain't No Jukebox.
There it is. Well, y'all, the Dutton Rules Yellowstone Franchise podcast is another fan-focused and fan-forward Town Spirit Media podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you.